T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To pay or not to pay? I think it was William Shakespeare that first came up with that. Was that Hamlet? No? All right, we'll get into that coming up here momentarily. It is late night. Let's get back to the phones, though. We'll begin right on the phone. Let's see. Where shall we go here? Yapping the night away. Let's say hello to Kyle, who's driving around, and he is next on EEI. What's going on, Kyle?
Hello, sir.
Yes, Kyle. My name is Ben.
Actually, Ben. Yes. All right, Ben. How are you doing?
Yeah. I'm all right.
Actually, Kyle at the house now. But
oh, you're at the house. Oh, good. Yeah, you made it home already.
But
all right.
Yeah. So you were talking about relegation. All right, let me go back outside. I don't want to start yelling.
Right, I don't want you to wake anybody up, Kyle.
Yeah, I don't want to get you in trouble, man. Yeah. But yeah, you were talking about the relegation with the NBA and what Adam Silver was saying. Now, here's an idea. Now, hear me out. You take the team that wins the championship in the AAF, and then the team that wins the championship in the XFL, you have them play a game, and then whoever wins that game will take over the losingest team in the NFL.
So they would replace the Arizona Cardinals?
Yeah, or the Cincinnati Bengals or something like that.
What about the Canadian Football League? Why couldn't we get, like, Saskatchewan in or Ottawa or one of those teams?
I mean, it's not American.
I know, but it's closer to the NFL quality than the – have you watched the AAF?
I've been watching it. I've been putting money on it, and I've been losing money on it.
You've been losing money?
Losing money.
You've been betting on these games, really?
Yes.
Kyle, man, you got a problem, man.
No, I just need – I just love football. What do you want me to do?
No, I know, but nobody knows anything about these teams. Like, there's no – you can't – you're just, like, throwing your money in the wind, right?
Basically.
Yeah.
I don't know. There was those –
have you been betting – have you been betting favorites or you've been betting underdogs?
A little both. But, you know, even the favorites lost, so –
Yeah, I recommend betting underdogs, Kyle. When you're just throwing your money against the wind, I recommend betting
just take
on underdogs.
The under.
Well, no, not bet the under, just bet the underdog. At least you have two ways to win, right? You
can take the unders in most of these games.
Yeah. All right, man. All right, Kyle.
All right, thanks.
That's
man.
Outrageous, man. Go ahead and get in that house, Kyle. He wants to combine the XFL and the AAF. How about your local high school team? You want to put them out there also? No? All right. Yes, I'm not against relegation. I like the idea of relegation, but we're going to part ways on that right there. We're going to part ways. All right. Let's get into it. Now, to pay the man or not to pay the man, the question at hand, and one of these subplots here for the Red Sox as we get going with spring training baseball in a couple of days is what is going to happen. It's like an NBA-type thing. What's going to happen after the year, specifically with J.D. Martinez and Chris Sale. Both these guys are entering the final year of what could be the last year of their contracts. Chris Sale is in the final year of his contract. He's an unrestricted free agent after the season. And J.D. Martinez, he's got an opt-out after this upcoming season. He can buy his free agency, which would, considering the market, be not the most prudent thing to do for JD, considering at this point he's a designated hitter mostly, and there's not a great interest in that unless the National League adds the designated hitter. Well, the chairman of the Red Sox, Tom Werner, was on EEI this morning, and he revealed that the Red Sox are working on keeping Chris Sale around. I don't know if you were listening earlier, and you might have missed it. It's been talked about quite a bit throughout the day, off and on. But Werner told Mudd and Callahan that Chris Sale and the Red Sox have had discussions on a contract extension. And this is interesting because I've heard Bradfoe and some others point out, well, this is proof. This is proof that the Red Sox have learned their lesson from John Lester. They didn't want to pay John Lester a couple years ago, and now here we are. They're willing to give Chris Sale a contract extension. So they have learned, the Red Sox, by not giving John Lester his contract a couple years ago, and he went on and had great success with the Cubs and won a World Series in Chicago, that this is proof that the Red Sox, they should make an exception to the rule of not wanting to pay starting pitchers or any pitchers into their 30s big money, because history shows it's a bad investment. But apparently Tom Werner feels the Sox, that this is the exception to the rule because of what he did in the playoffs last year. They won the World Series and all that. So I wanted to get into this. I wanted to talk about this here. Now, the question is, should the Red Sox bend the rule? It's been a pretty consistent rule in recent years for the front office. Should they bend it back? Right? Should they bend it back? Now, I say no. My thoughts on this, you've got buyer's remorse, overboard, and extremist as well. So we'll combine all this together and we'll tie it into a nice little package. Now, A, Chris Sale has been, he's been two different guys for the Red Sox. Overall, you look at the numbers, he's been great. But that's the first half of the season, Chris Sale. Like, he has shown a pattern in a very brief sample size, a very small sample size, I should say, with the Red Sox, of wearing out. And the free agent market is backwards. I think we can all agree on that. Like, every man, woman, and child can agree that the free agent market in baseball is a little messed up. This is not the way it has been for the most part in the last 20 years, this last two-year period. It is no longer a seller's market. It is a buyer's market, and the costs have come down. It would appear they've come down. There were some amazing reports that Bryce Harper and Manny Machado had multiple offers over $250 million, and they haven't signed those contracts. Well, if they haven't signed the contracts, I would think that they don't have multiple offers for $250 million. And here we are, spring training games are about to start, and we are in this holding pattern around the two big free agents that are out there. But this is about Chris Sale, right? And if you look at, forget Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, they're still hanging on the sidelines. Outside of Chris Sale giving a deal for the ages, it would be short-sighted to give him a contract. If he's demanding to get paid as much as the other, you know, top five starting pitchers in baseball, you know, he's one of the great bargains. You say that, he's still making $15 million a year. But in the big picture, Chris Sale is the 73rd highest paid player in baseball. Among starting pitchers, he's 27th in starting pitchers. He's the 7th highest paid player on the Red Sox. So the question becomes, how much higher do you go? Are you going to make Chris Sale a $30 million a year pitcher? The Washington Nationals right now have the top two payroll pitchers or players in baseball. They've got the top two guys. Steven Strasburg is making a ton of money. Max Scherzer, they're 1-2 just this 2019 salary. So the Red Sox can play that game, but at some point it becomes prohibitive, right? And does Chris Sale live up to the contract? And John Lester's been good for the Cubs. Or do you end up getting Yu Darvish? Yu Darvish was the big free agent last year. He left the Dodgers. He went to the Cubbies. And they have had buyer's remorse ever since he landed in Chicago. They gave him $126 million only to watch Yu Darvish go out and have a dereliction of duties and defecate on the mound before finally getting hurt and getting shut down and having a medical procedure done. It was a complete debacle for the Cubs last year with Yu Darvish. And he was the guy that got the big money a year ago among pitchers. Now, part B of this, as we chat here on Sports Radio WEI, Chris Sale is an enigma. right? For lack of a better term, he is a real-life Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. He's been that way his entire career. If you go back to when he was with the White Sox, in his pitching first half of the season, he's 69-26. He's got like a over 700 winning percentage in the first half. He's pitched wonderfully. His earned run average is 2.66. And then something happens as the season wears on. The second half, it's like Harry Houdini. He vanishes. Presto, he's gone. He has a career losing record after the All-Star break. His earned run average is 20% higher after the All-Star break. Now, last season was not horrific. Chris Sale, actually, his earned run average was not a problem. The problem was he wasn't able to pitch. Remember, he only made 7 starts in the second half of the season. And if you look overall, his worst months, Chris Sale, are in August, September, and October. In fact, in September and October, his earned run average is almost 4. In those months, he's at the bottom of the barrel, which is still, I guess, better than most pitchers, but it's not nearly where he is in April and May and the first couple months of the year where he's dominating. And now, obviously, listen, he was able to contribute to the Red Sox, winning the World Series this year, but you don't want to go overboard. He pitched in 5 games, made 1 start in each of the playoff rounds for the Sox. He had an earned run average, Sale did, in the playoffs of over 4. Not exactly Madison Bumgarner with the Gigantes in the postseason earlier this decade. So I would be very cautious if I'm the Red Sox. You got to slap a warning label on Chris Sale. Now, it's not my money, and since I don't mind spending other people's money, if the Red Sox want to spend a ton of money on Chris Sale, hey, that's their prerogative to do it. But if I'm the one in charge, if it's my money, then I'm like, I'm good. You know, well, I'm not going to give you a 5-year contract. I'd give him a 2 or 3-year contract, but I'm not going to give him a 5-year contract. Now, the argument for Chris Sale is what? He's lean. He's mean, right? He's not some big fat tub of goo. But I look at the writing on the wall, right? You can pick and choose what you want to go with, right? You can choose to ignore the writing that says that he's a guy that fatigues as the season goes on. Do you think that's going to get better or worse as he gets older? You can ignore that and say, well, listen, overall, it doesn't matter. His numbers are still great, and he did pitch better last year, even though he only made 7 starts and his velocity was way down and people were freaking out, losing their mind in these parts because of that. All right, now the last word on this. It is also more complex than just working out a contract with Chris Sale, because some of the radicals at the players' union, they want a full-on rebellion. They are demanding a rebellion. They want a pound of flesh. They feel like there's this great wrongdoing that's taking place. And they are some calling Adam Wainwright of the Cardinals, calling for the entire operation to be shut down mid-season, which seems rather short-sighted. But some of the extremists, they're out there, and they don't want Chris Sale or any of these other guys that are pending free agents to sign contracts. They would prefer they play it out, enter the free agent market. So it depends on who Chris Sale is going to listen to. Is he a good union guy? And does he follow that advice? Does he heed that advice and continue on and play out his contract and risk it? Or does he take a deal to stay with the Red Sox? And even if he wants to stay in Boston, he could be mandated to hold off on signing an extension because it's not in the best interest of the union. All right, what do you think about all that? We'll take your phone calls. If you would like to be part, the number. You should know the number by now, but if not, along with Joe Cortez producing, 617-779-7937. That's 617-779-7937. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's M-A-L-L-E-R. If you want to send me a message, you can follow me on Twitter. And I might even read your comment on the air. It might happen. The next Belichick. Who's the next Belichick? Well, one person thinks they figured it out. We'll get to that and your calls. And we'll do it all. We will do it next. So I have a theory on Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. I've got a theory here. Now, my theory is that last week, the guy that runs the union, Tony Clark, he was complaining about all these leaks and how they're negative and they're hurting the players, because many of the stories that were leaked indicated that the offers were just not there for Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, right? That's just the way it is. You got to deal with that. And so now, the last 48 hours, everywhere I look, I'm hearing somebody say, well, Harper's got this offer and Machado's got that offer, and they're all for $250 million plus. So my theory is that this is a counterinsurgency by the union, that they're now planting these stories, these opposite stories, to try to make it seem like all of a sudden, after all of the offseason, December and January, now we're into February, and a dormant free agent market in the doldrums. But now, all of a sudden, once spring training gets started, all these offers are $250 million plus. There's a report the Padres, the San Diego Padres, have big offers out to both Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. It's bizarre world. Speaking of bizarre world, by the way, the San Jose Sharks, on a hat trick by Joe Thornton. He just scored again a few seconds ago, and about 6 minutes to go in the game, and the Sharks have come all the way back to take the lead over the Bruins. It's 5-4. You know the way to San Jose, and the Sharks leading the Bruins about a little over 6 minutes to go as they clean up the ice. I would not throw my hat. That's a $30 hat now. Those baseball hats are like 30 bucks. All right, to the phones we go. Weed Man Hippie. He's doing the entire Maller Marathon. He's living in the Magic Radio Box in Florida, and he is next here on EEI. Hello, Weed Man Hippie.
I love you, Ben. On the Magic Airwaves, in the Magic Radio Box, with thousands of people like you, and now I live. But, you know, you got to turn that little dial like so just a little bit to tune directly in. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, I have no idea what you mean.
No, no, this is a life metaphor, because this physical universe is 186,000 mile per second light speed. That is the station we tune into to experience physical life. My point is, we do live in a multiverse, and there are other stations, other light speed universes.
Weedman, you're giving me a headache, Weedman.
Okay. Chris Sale, right? Chris Sale? Hey, Boston, how you doing? I really do love you, Boston. I wish you to be happy. Your happiness, your personal happiness, Boston, is the most important thing there is in life.
Hey, Weedman, you're talking like you're addressing a crowd, but most people listen to the radio by themselves. You know that, right? Most people are by themselves.
That's the magic radio, man.
All right, here we go.
I can say this to you.
Yes, all right.
You know that people are stupid. Not you, but you know people are stupid. And see what a trick I do there, man? I'm telling you, you're personally smart. But you know it's an inside secret that people are stupid.
Well, you say that all the time, because you get very upset. You like being on the radio, but then when you call my show, people kill you. They don't like you, and you get very upset by that.
Boston, listen to this. Benny and a Weed Man tonight. It was supposed to be every night this week. I don't know what's happening with it, but we are supposed to do Benny and a Weed Man, and I'm going to trip you out.
No.
Are we doing it?
Well, I'm thinking about doing it now, Tim.
You promised me.
I didn't say I was going to do it all week, okay?
Well, okay. What night? Tell me what night we start. Tonight?
I'm debating tonight. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe we'll do it on Thursday. No, I'm not sure. I haven't decided.
A second. I work every... You are the only person that knows I work.
Well, you work, but how much do I pay you? Weed man, how much do I pay you?
Not one penny. Out of love. Yeah. I'm the only one that does this out of love.
So it's like a sweatshop. I'm running like a sweatshop, Weed man. You're working and you're not getting paid is essentially what's going on here.
Tim Lincecum.
Oh, you're all over the place. Look at you. You're all over the place.
Sports. Let's do sports.
We're doing sports. You're going to jump back and forth. Now we're going to do sports. Yeah. All right. Go ahead. Hurry up.
Chris Sale, you're in Boston. Chris Sale, he reminds me of Tim, my man who likes to get high, Lincecum. Yeah. 170 pounds, and he can't handle the entire season. So you got to think about Boston when you go to sign Chris Sale.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Weave. I got to go. Thank you, buddy. Big fan. Thank you. All right. Got a headache after I talked to him. It's ridiculous. And he's a weasel. Last week on the overnight show, a lot of people don't hear that here. There's people that don't listen, but I figured there's no way in hell Weed Man Hippie could get multiple women to call the show because we never get women that are that into calling the show. They'll listen to sometimes, but they don't really call that much. And that schmuck, Weed Man, he got all these women to call up. And so now I got to do like a segment of Benny and the Weed Man, which I do not want to do. But I'm a man of my word. When I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do something. All right. So mentioned the next Belichick. Well, Terrell Davis, TD. Terrell Davis, back in the day with the Denver Broncos in the 90s, the Hall of Fame running back. He's our running back. They're trying to kill time on the state-run NFL network. And Terrell Davis was asked, who is going to most likely be the next Bill Belichick, right? Who is, of all the young coaches in the NFL, which coach will be the next Bill Belichick? Now, the only right answer is none of the above, right? Belichick is not only once a generation, he is once of multiple generations. What he's been able to accomplish with the Patriots, it is not going to be repeated. But when you're on television, you're wearing makeup, you're wearing a tie, you're wearing a suit, you have to come up with an answer. So what did Terrell Davis say? He went with Kyle Shanahan. He said Kyle Shanahan of the 49ers, who last I checked has been falling apart as a head coach. He's a lot of hype this year for the Niners. Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt. And that was it for the 49ers. And a couple years in, not so good. Sean McVay, very good young coach in the Super Bowl this year against the Patriots. He's not the next Bill Belichick. There's going to be no next Bill Belichick. You can forget about that. But Kyle Shanahan? Wasn't he the guy that was the offensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons when the Patriots had that amazing Super Bowl comeback? Wasn't that a 28-3 lead for Atlanta? And Kyle Shanahan was unable to come up with a formula of plays to hold on to a 28-3 lead in that Super Bowl? Yeah, I think the answer is yes. All right, we'll press on. Is it fake or is it real? Is it fake or is it real? We'll get to that and your phone calls. We'll do it next. I got the Bruins game on here, and they just scored a goal to tie it that looked like it shouldn't have been a goal, but they got it. So there you go. Tied at 5 in San Jose. The Bruins come back and tie that game up. We'll take another call here in a sec, but spreading fake news. Is it fake news or not fake news? And it involves Colin Kaepernick, the shady attorney Mark Geragos. He tossed out over the weekend The rumor that Colin Kaepernick could soon agree to a contract in the next couple of weeks with the New England Patriots. He tossed out the Patriots and the Carolina Panthers. Now, whatever Mark Garagos says, you take with a grain of salt. That's number one. Because Garagos, over the last several years, who is representing Colin Kaepernick, has said, we've got the smoking gun, we've got the smoking gun, we've got the smoking gun. There was no smoking gun. I don't know why the NFL chose to settle with Colin Kaepernick. And we might never know because there's a confidentiality agreement. I know that certainly they made Kaepernick look bad because he was supposed to be fighting oppression and he ended up taking a check, which could have been just to cover his attorney's fees, and that could have been it. Many people who love Kaepernick are assuming that he got paid $70, $80, $100 million and all that. Now, other reports indicate, well, that's actually not the case, that he got a lot less than was initially reported. And the great thing about a confidentiality agreement is no one knows. I can say something, you can't tell me I'm wrong. You can say something, I can't really tell you you're wrong. And on it goes. But Kaepernick being linked to the Patriots, and would you want Colin Kaepernick on the Patriots? I would want nothing to do with Colin Kaepernick. He was not a good quarterback the last several years of his career. The last 2 years he played for the 49ers in several key categories. He was one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL. I just want nothing to do with the guy. I would still be surprised if someone signs him. And if he makes any kind of meaningful impact in the NFL going forward, but that's one of those stories now that the crowd, the deranged that every time a quarterback gets hurt, sign Colin Kaepernick, those people who are off their rocker. Well, now that this has been settled, right? And now that this has been settled, the possibility is there. I wouldn't want anything to do with the guy. Zero. Let him go play in the Canadian Football League, which he doesn't want to do, or the AAF. Let him be done. Then go sue the Canadian Football League. Let's go to Wayne in Southie, who's next.
God, Mella, I love you, but I stop talking about this loser calling Cap. Well, I can't call him a loser. Talk about a hustle. Why weren't me and you in on this, Mella? Come on. The NFL, too. He scared those old men, and they gave him, I guarantee it's $30 million. I bet you they're all talking that.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that, Wayne. It might have been a lot less.
Mella, what do you think it is?
I think it's just the attorney fees. I think it was just the attorney fees and a small. No. I don't think it was $20 million. No. Dollars.
Well, what do you think the attorney fees were? How long did it go on? 2 years?
Well, let's see. I don't know when he hired.
I'm sure that lawyer was getting his 33.3%.
Yeah. Well, Mark Garagos is one of these celebrity lawyers.
Bag. Wasn't that OJ's lawyer?
No, it wasn't OJ's lawyer, but he represented Michael Jackson during the child molestation trial. He represented Scott Peterson.
Do you think he did that? I love Mike. Do you think he really did that? I think he was a crazy dude. He had a leg, and he liked kids around him or something. I don't know. I don't think he ever did that. He was Michael Jackson.
Wayne, it's Hollywood, Wayne, man. A lot of weird stuff happens in Hollywood, Wayne. A lot of crazy stuff, man.
Hey, remember the other night? I'm an actor, you know that. I do my thing. When you said the other night, I loved it. When you said there's six things to I forget what you were talking about. Well, you were telling somebody.
There's only like six stories that get repackaged. There's like six different stories.
Love story. That always stays.
Well, the rags to riches, riches to rags. You know,
movies, always action movies. Those never go anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, there's only a handful of different stories, and they just get there's seven basic plots, and you know this, Wayne, because you're an actor, but it's overcoming.
Yes, but I love hearing it come out of your mouth, Mel.
I'm not an actor. You're the actor. I'm not an actor, but I learned this years ago.
You're sort of an actor. You're behind a mic. You're acting.
I'm acting.
You are an actor.
I'm not a good actor. Overcoming the monster, right? Think of like Jaws. The classic, you know, the shark, the killer shark.
Yeah, I remember Jaws. I was really young. I was like seven when that came out.
Rags to Riches, which is the classic, you know, overcoming
being poor. No, the black dude. What's his name? Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor.
When he had to get the money all spent.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Brewster's Millions.
Spend it all, and then he get $100 million?
Brewster's Millions, yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
There's the Quest, which is like, you know, a group of, like the Goonies. Remember the Goonies? That movie, you might not have seen that.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, Mala, there is no other Belichick. There'll never be another Belichick, and there'll never be another dynasty like this, because when they win seven, I already got the T-shirts being printed up. Seven is heaven. Seven is heaven, baby. Brady has arrived at heaven to say to God, thank you for everything.
Hey, you weren't listening earlier, Wayne, but we did a whole rant about Odell Beckham Jr., man.
No, there's the gym. Because he said he was coming out. And Kaepernick ain't never. Do you really think Robert Kraft would ever let that clown?
Let me tell you why I don't buy the Kaepernick to the Patriots. Because that would be seen as someone who would be conniving against Tom Brady. Don't you think Kaepernick? He's not going to. Exactly. Why would he want to be a backup? Why would he want
to be Garoppolo spy? See what happens with karma? I told you about karma. Remember, you know, we listened to me when I told you Garoppolo was running his mouth and they got him out of there. Brady got sick of him and Brady got him out of there because he was trying to mimic everything Brady did. I don't like guys like that either. When I was in the nightclub business, Mala, I had people looking at me and trying to emulate the same thing I was doing.
Yeah.
So they could like take my job. Oh yeah, that's how life goes on, bro.
You had to throw it down, Wayne. You had to give him the bloody knuckles, is what you had to do, Wayne. You had to teach.
Oh, me? No, my job was to run the club, not to beat people. I had big bounces, eight of them, and I would just go, I press the button twice, and that would be the code.
You had the magic button, and you just press that, and then whatever happened, you know.
You're from Cali. See, you never been. Have you ever been to Newport, Rhode Island?
No, I've not. I got to go check it out, man.
Newport's the number one resort in America, dude.
I don't know about that. In all of America, Wayne.
I looked it
up,
and they had it on the Boston thing talking about what Newport is. Yeah. Wait till you go to Newport.
All right, I'll check it out. I got to go, Wayne, but thank you. But I'll be here Wednesday. I'll be here in a couple days on Wednesday. I'll be here. All right, thanks to our executive producer, Joe Cortez. Good job by you, Joe. Appreciate it. As we Babylon, but that's one of my nicknames, right? The Tower of Babylon. Let's see what's going on in that Bruins game. 5-5, under 3 minutes to go in overtime in San Jose. And if this was like a big deal, if people went all nuts over regular season hockey, there would be a lot of controversy on that game tying goal by the Bruins because that did not look like it should have been allowed, but it was. I guess it's not reviewable. So there you go. All right, very good. Thanks again to Joe Cortez. Thank you. Very active on Twitter tonight. The phones have been good all night long. And I will be over at the other job, over at Fox, doing the overnight show. But keep it locked right here on Sports Radio WEEI. Have a good night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.